This is KCUR 89.3. For the past four decades, artists from around the United States have come to Lawrence and later to Kansas City to work with master printer Mike Sims. Now, as KCUR's Julie Denishay reports, a new show lets Kansas City audiences see just a little of what all that work looks like.
Mike Sims is riding the freight elevator to his workshop on the second floor of the Belger Craneyard Studios at 20th and Tracy. A lifetime of printmaking hangs on the walls, and Sims has to make hard decisions about what will make it into the show.
This is 40 years, and it is a little overwhelming, and there's no way we're not going to leave somebody out. It's going to happen.
Seeing all this work brings up a lot of emotions.
Huge. Huge memories. Yeah, I mean, I've got so many memories. The biggest memories are the relationships with the artists, many of whom are dead and gone now.
Painters, sculptors, and other artists come to Mike Sims when they want to make a different kind of work. With lithography, Sims helps them make prints. It's a complicated method, and he's there to help them every step of the way.
Mike and I go way back. We go back almost to day one. I didn't give birth to him, but pretty close. And I think I was one of the first persons that he printed.
That's Roger Shimomura. He's a Lawrence-based artist with a national following who arrived at Sims' workshop shortly after it opened in 1979.
I think the longer you have that relationship, the better it becomes, or the more finely tuned it becomes. You know, you start understanding each other because it's a give and take.
Back when Richard Belger was planning Belger Craneyard Studios, he had a vision to include anchor businesses, places where artists could work together. By then, Mike Sims had moved from Lawrence to El Paso.
I thought, you know, if Kansas City's ever going to develop, we have to build an infrastructure for them, which means studios, it means printers. And one of the things that occurred to me was we'd lost Mike Sims.
In 2001, Belger convinced him to move back to Kansas City. Since then, many artists have made the trek to his workshop, including 3D artists like sculptors Robert Stackhouse, Luis Jimenez, and ceramic artist Akio Takamori.
He has the ability to get some really good people into his studio to print.
One of those artists is Kansas City sculptor Marcy Miller Gross. She's known for her work with industrial felt. She says she was fascinated by the way the printing process slowly builds up color, layer by layer.
Each layer sort of had a function, if you will, that conveyed a certain amount of information. And then when they're all brought together in one layer, it's just magical. That's his gift, I think.
Through these collaborations, Mike Sims has quietly left his mark on the work of dozens of artists in Kansas City and across the country. Richard Belger says his legacy is bigger than anyone realizes.
The ideas that Mike had will live on. You know, those are really his children. It's not the damn prints. It's the artists that he's influenced.
Sims agrees.
I guess the greatest reward of this whole business has been the extraordinary number and range and caliber of artists that I've worked with over the years.
Now, the result of so many friendships are hanging on the gallery walls. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
The show of work by lithographer Mike Sims opens tonight at the Belger Crane Yard Studios Gallery.